Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. For 17 years, Pat Forty wrote for the Louisville Courier-Journal, and even though Louisville was upset by Morehead State on the first full day of the NCAA basketball tournament, he has agreed to speak with me, perhaps because Pat now works for ESPN, or maybe because Kentucky won their first game, or else it's because Morehead State is also in Kentucky. In any case, he joins me now from Tulsa, site of second and third round games in the West and Southwest regions of the tournament. Hi, Pat.
Hello, Bill. Happy Madness to you.
Thank you very much. We'll get to Louisville's slip in just a moment, but let's start with some of last night's results, most of which saw the favorites winning, although Marquette, an 11 seed, knocked off Xavier, a 66-55, I think it was. Did that one surprise you?
No, I thought that was one of the two hardest first-round games to predict. I just think, you know, seeding aside, I thought they were pretty evenly matched, and Marquette had played its way into the tournament in the last few weeks, had been playing pretty well, and so I thought that game was going to be a very difficult one.
Talk to me about other noteworthy second-round results.
The Morehead State over Louisville game, which certainly I would say was probably the best combination of shocker and dramatic, with the long shot by DeMonte Harper to win that game. Very memorable last second game between Butler and Old Dominion, with Butler doing it again, kind of reviving what we saw from them last year. Richmond beating Vanderbilt. Several games I thought that on paper looked closer than their seeding indicated, and then turned out to pretty much to be true.
A number 13 seed, Princeton, came awfully close to knocking off number 4, Kentucky. How are Bluegrass State fans holding up under all this?
High anxiety in the home state for me right now, no doubt about it, Bill. It was very close to Louisville and Kentucky, both losing within about an hour of each other, maybe less, and that, I think, would have been nervous breakdown time for everyone. As it is now, I think Kentucky fans can sit back and hope they got their close miss, narrow miss, I should say, out of the way, and now can maybe get on to playing a little bit better. And Louisville fans, I know, are just crushed by that loss to Morehead State.
Virginia Commonwealth fans are going to be upset if we don't at least mention one other upset. They beat Georgetown, a number 6 seed, and they beat them 74-56. Wasn't close at the end.
Yeah, that was impressive. And Georgetown finished the season very poorly. I mean, they backed into this tournament, so I thought they were susceptible to being beaten. But for VCU, which, you know, a lot of people didn't think belonged when this tournament, when the bracket came up on Selection Sunday, for them to have won 2 games now, to have beaten USC and then turn around and pound Georgetown, that's an impressive way to say we belong.
Pat, this was the first year for the so-called first 4 games. Why was it necessary to expand the field from 65 teams to 68? And is anybody going to remember what happened on the Tuesday that began the tournament?
Well, I think the only way we remembered is if VCU is still playing another week from now. Because they were part of that first 4. But otherwise, I don't think so. And why was it necessary? Probably so we could have more commercials for, you know, cars and life insurance and baking soda and whatever else it is that CBS could get money for. I mean, honestly, those games were not very good. The teams are not very good, with the exception, I guess, of VCU. I didn't think the basketball was not very good. So the first 4 to me, while certainly better than having a 96-team tournament, was not a great addition to the American sporting culture.
Pat, which round of 32 games should people be paying specific attention to this weekend?
Oh, there's, going to be several really interesting ones, but I think in Tampa, in a rematch of last year's regional final game, you've got West Virginia against Kentucky, and Bob Huggins, who has a great record against John Calipari, and see if he can pull that upset again there. in Tulsa on Sunday. We're going to have Kansas against Illinois, and Kansas last year lost at this stage. It was in a shocking upset. Illinois is the place where Kansas coach Bill Self was before he went there, and I know the Illinois fans are, you know, really, really anxious for a shot at him there. You know, another way, I'm really interested to see Duke's Kyrie Irving, who's back from the toe injury, playing again on Sunday. And if he's really going to be able to be a major contributor, then does anybody else even need to bother trying to play? Because I think that could make Duke two steps better than everybody else.
Well, you're making me feel very good, because as I reached around in my hat to make my picks for the bracket, I did come out with Duke winning, so maybe I'll be okay this year.
Hey, you know what? Never a bad idea to go with Mike Krzyzewski. He's certainly won more NCAA tournament games than anybody else, but if he's playing as well as he did Friday, then I think everybody else look out.
You can read Pat Forte's 40-yard dash column on ESPN's website. He joined us from Tulsa, site of men's second and third round play. Pat, thanks very much for speaking with me.
All right, Bill. Thank you.